This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Yep, you're invited here to join us. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And whether it's Uber or the secession movement, we've been talking Texas here tonight. The Texas secessionists and Austin, Texas cracking down on Uber and Lyft with a new requirement that their drivers be fingerprinted. Uber and Lyft saying that if that happens, they're likely going to leave the city. That's the summary of what has gone down. There's also in our neck of the woods up here in New Hampshire, there's an Uber-related meeting happening right now in Portsmouth, and hopefully we'll be hearing from one of the folks from freeuber.org a little bit later on about what transpired there. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but Daryl, you've got a story that you wanted to share about private policing happening in some areas of Seattle. I do want to hear more about that, but first, let's go to the phones and the fun where Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about Chris Christie, the dude, the governor of New Jersey that's running for president. He was in Pelham, New Hampshire this afternoon. I stopped by there. I'll tell you what happened, but I would also like to give out two pointers after I'm done narrating what took place there, okay?
Okay.
I use the usual procedure. The second that it opens up to questions, shoot my hand straight up, and I got called on. And I said, Governor, on September 12, 2006, Syrian security forces repelled an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Damascus, and after the White House spokesman Tony Snow issued a statement thanking them for doing a good job, their Syrian embassy in Washington released a reply blaming U.S. actions in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories for the rise of violent Islamic jihadism.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, Governor, the war in Iraq was started just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil. What are you going to do to stop these provocations that have been fueling the rise of violent Islamic jihadism?
They actually let you ask a question that was that long and involved?
Yeah. And,
wow. Okay.
He was he's totally in denial, by the way, about any wrongdoing. And the people, you could hear the people in the room. This was at the VFW, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Gasping. That's the very idea that they went over there and slaughtered all those people just so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could get rich off the oil, just because it's true. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's totally in denial. I forget the three adjectives, but absolutely and completely disagree with the premise. And that's when they clapped him for it.
Yeah, to drown you out.
You know, they clapped him, and he goes on saying that the president believes that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. He made the miscue of saying that Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons against his own people. Okay, that's a miscue because those aren't his own people. See, those are in each person is a sovereign individual. Okay, he doesn't own those people, but that was, and he goes on yada yada, and but he said he totally respects not only my opinion because he could tell that I believe it. He's just totally opposite to agreeing with it, and it was, that's what this debate free speech stuff is all about. And now,
well, whoopee-doo.
Well, a couple of pointers here. If you go to these things, okay, everybody knows when you're going through airport security, it's not the time to be making any stupid wisecracks about how you're going to be hijacking the plane.
Sure.
Similarly, if you go to these events, definitely you don't go making any stupid wisecracks about how you're going to assassinate the candidate. Okay?
Yep, that'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, because people know because their mother told them not to do that when you're going through airport security, but maybe nobody told them about this here. So you definitely don't do that. And the other thing you definitely don't do is assassinate the candidate, because look at what, like Bobby Kennedy, terrible candidate, got assassinated, and who gets elected? Somebody even worse, Richard Nixon. And even if it's a really terrible candidate, even if it's the worst one, all they're doing is babbling and scribbling.
Well, I'm glad to hear you finally coming around to the idea that violence doesn't solve problems. Thanks for the call. Oh, wait, before you go on, Tom, did they have Secret Service at the Chris Christie thing?
The police were there. Now, by the way, I was about to say it's the cops that are the enemy, not the politicians. But
I think you'll find that using violence against the police will also have unintended consequences. Thanks for the call tonight. They actually had the Secret Service at the Ben Carson event here.
Right. There's not that many candidates at this point that have the Secret Service protection.
Is there a certain percentage in the polls that they get before they're offered
it? It's completely arbitrary.
I see.
Completely arbitrary.
So I almost got arrested just for simply trying to figure out where the secure zone was around Ben Carson. I couldn't get anywhere near that guy with a question. But you're right, Daryl. You had suggested that if one wants to question these politicians, they should actually go into the event, and they'll have the opportunity in a lot of cases there. And you've done that, as a matter of fact. It's something you can do here in New Hampshire fairly easily, because New Hampshire is the first primary in the country, and so a lot of these political candidates spend time here, an inordinate amount of time in New Hampshire. Some of them will come to one area more than once. So Bernie Sanders has come to Keene twice now, and one time we actually did a pretty good job of cornering him with some questions on the way into the building. And actually more on the way out than on the way in.
I got him on the way in.
Yep.
And then I went to the gym because I had better things to do.
Right.
And you and a few others hung around for like 2 hours and questioned him on the way out. Yep. And he yelled at you and said you were being childish or something.
Right. And then so you can do that here because they're pretty accessible. Most of them are. Once the Secret Service gets involved, then it makes things a little bit more difficult. I don't think the Keene police have the same ability to set up secure perimeters on public property like school campuses, but the Secret Service appears to be able to just set them up wherever the hell they want to. They took over the state house here in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago when it was the filing deadline for presidential candidates, and so because some presidential Carson or whoever was coming,
Ben Carson,
they like locked down the state house and were searching people for weapons, which normally you don't do that in the state house. Normally you can have a weapon in the state house, it's not a problem. But in this case, the Secret Service somehow just overrided that because federal control and no states' rights.
That's why we need to secede.
It's one reason why we need to secede. Absolutely. Charlie is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Ian. How easy is it to get a misdemeanor?
Super easy.
I had a chihuahua that got loose, and when the dog cop brought the creature back on this huge rope, and I said that she was either going to take it to jail or I had to accept a ticket. I took the ticket because I liked the little booger. But
they were going to take your dog to jail?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, doggy jail. But
wow.
I took the ticket, and I know it was a misdemeanor because it said so on there with fines and jail time. And so I fought it in the Superior Court.
Huh. And, how'd you do?
And I won. But
congrats.
I got to rub their nose in it a little bit. You know, those little novelty handcuffs that fit on your thumb? I actually got the judge to submit into evidence a picture of my chihuahua in handcuffs. Get it? Dog at large?
Thanks for the call, Charlie. I appreciate it. So what he was pointing out there is just by simply having your dog escape is a misdemeanor charge there, apparently in Arizona.
Ridiculous.
And, of course, most people are not of the gumption to take something to court.
Right.
They are intimidated
by
that process.
I want to make it go away.
Right.
Here's money, make it go away.
That's the problem. No, the problem is, though, it doesn't go away because then you've got a misdemeanor conviction on your rap sheet. And then when Uber does a background check on you in a place like Austin, Texas, or Portsmouth, if they get their way, then that would require that you not get a job with them because your dog got out at some point, and that somehow makes you ineligible to drive someone from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How would private police handle an escaped dog? I bet you they'd do it with a lot more compassion. We'll find out what's going on in Seattle with some private police in moments on Free Talk Live.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-983-2573. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-983-2573. Call now for details. 1-800-983-2573. That's 1-800-983-2573.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live.
you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733, whether it's secession or the crackdown on Uber, wherever you live. I mean, we just talked about Austin and a little bit about Portsmouth, New Hampshire tonight. Austin, Texas, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Those are two of the cities that are in the news, but I bet if you just search for Uber on Google News, you'll find a bunch of different situations, that legal situations they've been involved in. We've actually got Christopher David, who's going to be joining us here shortly. And then when we get a chance, we'll talk about private policing in some areas of Seattle. Definitely interested in hearing more about that. Also want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find waiting there. They are completely free at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Christopher David on the line in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I believe either fresh out of the city council meeting or maybe stepped away from the city council meeting. What's going on out there, Chris?
Hey, guys. Yeah, just taking a break from the meeting. The public hearing just wrapped up. This is the final meeting of the year, the final meeting of this current council. And they are debating whether or not to pass these amendments that Uber has requested to the transportation ordinance in order to be able to operate here illegally. The speakers who came out, I mean, Uber, this is one of the first meetings in months that Uber has put out their own blast to their members to come out and support the changes that they requested. So, you know, lots of people were here, probably about 2 or 3 to 1 ratio of the speakers were pro-Uber compared to anti. A lot of happy customers and users. And, you know, the hearing just wrapped up. Uber Grandma was one of the speakers. I was one of the speakers. An attorney from Uber was one of the speakers. So we'll have the results of the vote, whether or not they choose to make Uber legal or not.
And the proposal, just to clarify, we were talking about this earlier. The proposal on the table from Uber is essentially to allow them to just handle their own to handle their own background checks, or like to reduce the requirements or to reduce the strictures, if you will. Because right now the city of Portsmouth is saying if you have a misdemeanor within 7 years, then you can't drive for Uber.
Yeah, there's a couple of changes they're requesting. One of them is that relates to misdemeanors. One of them relates to, like, you know, right now the city is asking Uber drivers to have the background check searching back 15 years for felony. Well, there's a New Hampshire state statute that says you can't kick it back further than 7 years. So it's just stupid to ask them to go back 15. One of a Uber supporters stood up and said, hey, just for some context, you know, I have a secret security clearance with the U.S. Department of Defense, and it only goes back 10 years. You guys are asking for 15. So that minor stuff to Uber, you know, so Uber can comply with its existing ordinance. But we think that at least maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 of the ordinance, the amendments get passed. But, you know, if this does not get passed, all three of them, then I fully expect Uber to just kind of wait it out and say, look, you know, there's one of the points that I made was that this commissioned by the governor, the study committee, just introduced a legislative services request to regulate Uber at the state level. We don't have the bill text of that yet, but that's going to go into place in July or maybe as late as January, that this is going to be overriding every local regulation. So the fight after this Portsmouth thing is really just going to transition to the state level.
Interesting. And hopefully that whatever those proposed regulations are won't be successful, or maybe you can actually have them, you know, amended to basically deregulate the taxi business. That would be a nice way to sort of turn the tables on them.
They did something similar in Colorado where they created a taxi networking something, and even though it's still using the term taxi, it's, you know, supposed to only cover the rideshare sort of things, but it's a very loose regulation, if you will, that doesn't really regulate them at all other than to say that they're allowed to operate.
Right.
So hopefully whatever got filed here in New Hampshire is something similar.
Well, it didn't sound like it.
We can't, Right, but we don't have the bill text.
Right. Yeah, we haven't read
so just because yet. It says, you know, an act relative to ride-sharing services.
It's not too late to file stuff? I thought that was the deadline for that.
The deadline has passed, okay. But the text hasn't been made available for everything.
I see. So, Chris, there was a news story recently that we covered here on Free Talk Live, I think it was a few days ago, about one of the local taxi cab owners out there, John Palerio or something like that. How do you pronounce his last name?
Palerio.
Palerio. Okay, thank you. John Palerio, one of the taxi cab owners who is threatening to not service customers on New Year's Eve, likely one of the busiest nights for taking people who are drunk home. And he's doing this in protest of what he claims the city not cracking down hard enough on Uber drivers. He also suggested to them that they sue Uber, basically. They get an injunction from a court, and apparently they took him seriously. Some city commission voted in favor that the city council should ask the city to go to court to have an injunction placed against Uber to stop their app from working in Portsmouth. What's the status of that? Is that being heard tonight too at the council meeting?
Yes. The threat itself is certainly credible because, he actually did that, followed through with that back in Thanksgiving Eve. He actually got together with a number of the taxi companies and pulled the tabs out from Portsmouth to Dover, resulting in, these 4x Uber surge rates. And, people complained, and then he complained to the council about, it took customers $82 to get from point A to point B and all of this stuff. Well, this threat now that he's made in the Portsmouth Herald to try to put some pressure on it, it's something that at least we can now plan around and like, hey guys, like, who wants to work and make more money on January 1st? We put the message out to our little group of 40 plus Uber drivers, like, hey guys, come on out. There's going to be more work. And hey, John, any other night you want to take off? Just like,
let us know. But what about the suit that he had proposed and that apparently a city council committee voted in favor of? Presumably that'll be in front of the council. If not tonight, it'll be soon, right? Do you know about that?
No, I don't know.
You have heard about it, though, yes?
No.
Check that article, the one about John Palerio. Check that article because that's where it mentions that some committee, I don't know who it was, maybe it was the Taxi Regulatory Committee or whatever they call themselves out there, but some committee had voted for a suit to be brought that would essentially ask for a judge to issue an injunction against Uber. Because right now, even though it's not legal for Uber drivers to drive in Portsmouth, Uber itself is continuing to allow them to drive, meaning that, when you log into the app, it'll show you and, people can, hail you. They can
How dare you allow your web application to work in our jurisdiction?
Yeah, they're going to try to stop that is, I think, one of the more interesting developments that's been happening out there. Chris David, folks can go to freeuber.org to follow along with what's going on out there, right?
Yep. We'll post updates on freekeen.com as soon as we know what the vote result is.
Awesome. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate all the work out there.
Take care, guys.
Christopher David from freeuber.org and freekeen.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to weigh in on the developing Uber situation and or tell us about what's going on in your city, you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bills. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And we'll continue here, not on the Uber topic, but moving to private police. Although if you do want to call about Uber or Lyft or regulating them out of business, you're welcome to do that. Private police have been apparently proposed and approached in some areas of Seattle. Tell me about it.
Yeah, and actually it's more than just a proposal. It's actually happening.
Ew.
The story from MyNorthwest.com says a Seattle neighborhood is joining a trend of communities buying additional security after growing frustration with slow police response. One resident of a neighborhood of Seattle called Magnolia, Joe Villarino, says it's not a hot area, it's a really safe neighborhood, but we always get hit with property crimes, which is a low priority call for the Seattle Police Department. Like burglaries, car prowls, break-ins, those things are not as serious as a shooting or an assault. But those sorts of crimes are a priority for Magnolia residents, so they found their own solution. Magnolia joined other Seattle neighborhoods that hire their own security force to supplement police presence. The first patrols began December 4th.
They're not replacing the police.
Well, essentially they are because the police are not responding.
Okay, so if a private cop does respond instead of the cop, I guess that is in that instance a replacement. Okay,
right.
I see that.
A passing conversation, or rather, the first patrol began December 4th after nearly a year of planning. A passing conversation about Magnolia crime at his local Starbucks inspired Villarino to organize a community gathering at a local church to discuss the issue and gauge interest. He says, word got out pretty quickly. By that time, I got over 300 people in the room, which I did not anticipate. Ultimately, the Magnolia Community Patrol was born. Residents voluntarily pay $250 per year, which goes into a pool to pay for a mix of off-duty police officers or private security. A local company, Central Protection, provides the private security. The entire neighborhood is covered regardless of which neighbors pay and which ones do not.
Interesting.
But those that do pay the $250 get perks.
Sure.
Security, either, again, off-duty police or private security personnel, will check on their homes if they're gone on vacation.
That's a perk.
They also take care of packages delivered to the homes so they aren't left and, you know, might entice a thief.
Really?
If there's a package left on your front porch and you're on vacation.
During vacation. Okay, gotcha.
That might entice a thief to come.
I thought what you were saying, that was all the time. I didn't realize that was only during vacation.
Right. So they'll check on the homes while you're on vacation.
Got it.
And if packages are delivered, they will pick those up.
Okay.
Villarino says, we know that police officers are more reactive and private security is more proactive.
Mm.
Just getting people out there will decrease property crimes. We see that in the other models of neighborhood patrols. And just completely off of this story, we've known about these private security, you know, the proactive private security for some time, ever since Pete Eyre went and spoke with the guy in Detroit, the Threat Management Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do something very similar in Detroit, and that was born out of, well, police aren't responding. Police are only Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 now because of budget cuts.
Police are arresting the wrong person when they arrive, you know, that kind of thing. You know, actually looking here, Daryl, at Wikipedia has an article about Magnolia. This is the second largest neighborhood of Seattle, and it has 19,000 people living in it. So, I mean, this isn't just like a gated neighborhood. This is a big swath of territory in the city of
basically,
Seattle.
This is the city of Keene as part of Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, essentially. And so I find myself wondering, and I don't know if this, your story goes into it. What's the source on this? I don't know if you mentioned it.
MyNorthwest.com.
I want to know, what is the breakdown? They say here there's 4,828 families and 9,000 households in this particular area. So of the 9,000-plus households, what percentage of them have ponied up the $250 that they're requiring or they're asking for in order to provide the service? Because you did say that people who don't pay are going to be protected as well as the people who do pay.
Right, because the security, basically it's security, they're patrolling the entire neighborhood. They're not just going to, like, close their eyes while they drive by the house that hasn't paid.
Well, and this is always one of the big objections, I think, and rightfully so. It's an understandable objection when liberty-minded people start talking about marketizing the police, getting the government out of policing or protection services and having the marketplace handle that. One of the immediate objections is, well, what about the free riders? What about the people who don't want to pay for that particular protection service? They either don't care, they want to take the risk themselves, or they want to hire another service, or
and
whatever.
People will often point to anomalies such as the guy down in Tennessee several years ago had not paid the fire fee. His neighbor's house caught on fire. Fire department comes out. They're putting out the neighbor's house. Some of the flames jump over, catch his house on fire. He says, I'll pay you whatever, put out the fire. They said, no. And people were pointing, see, this shows the free market doesn't work. It wasn't a private fire department. It was the city-run fire department.
Ah.
If it was a private fire department, they'd have said, okay, $50,000. Or they would have given you a number.
Yeah.
private company will give you a number because they don't want the bad publicity.
Yeah, that's true.
City Fire Department, they don't care.
I remember that story.
So, no, that was not a failing of the free market. That was a failing of centralism or centralization and government
that,
fire department.
That was a we'll show him for not paying our fire fees.
Yeah.
So, but does it say at all in this story what the breakdown is? Because to me that's a very interesting question is, you know, of 9,000 households, and how it is there's 4,828 families in 9,000 households, I find confusing. What is? How do you define a family? Does that include, like, grandma and grandpa? Like, is there more than one? Like, what do you define as a family?
Family generally would be something other than a one-bedroom apartment. Like, if you're living in an apartment by your house, or even living in
a household
by your house. So one person does not a family make.
So a household could include a single apartment is the idea then. Okay, got it. That makes more sense to me then.
Right, so you have a household, but you don't necessarily have a family in the household.
I wonder if the $250 applies to houses or also apartments. Like, do people with big houses, does someone with a big house have to pay $250 and somebody with a studio apartment also have to pay $250? I wonder about that.
That's what it say. It doesn't specify necessarily, and I'm scrolling through the article.
And nothing jumping out about
And
how
nothing
many
jumping out about, you know, rates of people that are paying.
Well, whatever it is, obviously it was enough, right? So this is happening. This isn't some proposal. They brought some neighbors together. They proposed this idea. Somehow they communicated the idea to 19,000 people in this area. I'm not sure how they did that. Was it direct mail? I mean, I'm interested in knowing, like, the details of exactly how this came about, because I think it's fascinating.
And Magnolia, again, they're not the only neighborhood in Seattle. And they were not the first neighborhood in Seattle to hire private security to basically supplement the police. The story here says it's a model, or rather, Magnolia modeled its patrol from other Seattle neighborhoods, such as Laurelhurst, Windermere, and Whittier Heights, all of which have residents that pay for additional security. We call it the Seattle way, says Brad Renton, the president of the Whittier Heights Patrol Association.
I want to hear more. We'll get into it. 855-450-FREE is our number. Maybe you live in an area with private police protection, and you want to tell us what it's like. I don't imagine too many people do, but I'm fascinated by it. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're talking about private police. And it's happening in various different places. We're talking specifically about Magnolia, Seattle. It's a neighborhood, a large neighborhood. I don't know how you define neighborhoods, but in this case, they have defined Magnolia to be approximately 20,000 people.
Neighborhoods of cities are generally defined by some sort of city chartered sort of thing.
Oh, really?
It's so, like here in Keene, we've got 5 different wards.
Yep.
So in Seattle, they probably, instead of calling them wards, they're officially neighborhoods.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I was growing up in Florida, in the suburbs, there was, like, obvious neighborhoods, so they have walls around them and things like
yes.
that. So anyway, this is a big neighborhood, and they are hiring private security, private police, basically, including some off-duty police officers.
Yes.
There's a private company that's facilitating this. They've asked the homeowners to pay $250 per year for the coverage.
Right, which is what, reasonable. $20 a month, basically?
Yeah, it's less than $1 a day to have some sort of private protection force on call, basically. And doing more than being on call, actually patrolling the streets and keeping an eye out. Like if you are, for instance, on a vacation, keep an eye on your property. If you're one of the paying customers, if you're not a paying customer, then you don't get the perks, the same perks that the paying customers do.
Right.
And
they won't pick up the packages if you don't pay. But if you're paying, they'll pick up your packages for you. And they're still patrolling the neighborhood. And if they see something,
they'll do something.
Then, you know, chances are they'll do something. The article continues. It says the off-duty police officers and private security monitor and respond to 911 calls, but they also engage the community. If they see something suspicious, they investigate. Patrols don't cover neighborhoods 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're random, occurring any time of day or any time of night. So they're random throughout the day, but it's not necessarily a constant, you know, 24-hour drive through the neighborhood. Crime in Magnolia and Whittier Heights is sparsely reported by Seattle police compared to other parts of the city. reports from earlier in December show in Magnolia so far. Primarily, it's auto thefts and car prowls. There are also some reports of assaults, threats, and property damage. The Seattle crime map does not distinguish between North Seattle neighborhoods, but recent crime in Whittier Heights includes bike theft, assault, robbery, and a dog bite. A handful of car prowls have been reported in Windermere and Laurelhurst so far this month.
What's a car prowl?
That's the one where somebody's just like walking around looking through the windows of all the cars.
Scoping it out.
Can I see anything here?
Gotcha. You ever seen any of the bait videos on YouTube?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, they're so funny. So the some of the pranksters, you know, pranks videos on YouTube range from offensive, like where they're actually doing something that could hurt somebody, or, you know, it's kind of a mean prank.
Right.
To these pranks, some are just like light and funny and, you know, good times and, you know, all ages kind of pranks. And then there's these bait bike videos, which are just hilarious because they're pranking criminals. In this case.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they'll put a bicycle in a park or something like that or wherever, and they'll just leave it sitting there, and they'll set cameras up, and they're monitoring the bicycle. On one of the videos, they tie a fishing line to the bicycle, so the person who comes up to steal the bike doesn't see the fishing line tied to it. And they get on the bike, and they're, like, going down a hill. So they put it up at the top of a hill, like, leaning against a tree. They start going down a hill, and thwack, the bike stops. And they go flying off of the bike. So they have these bait bike videos, B-A-I-T, okay. Bait bikes. And then I was looking at one of the bait bike videos, and I saw a bait car video. So somebody parks their car in some area where car thefts happen with the windows rolled down. The car is actually cammed up, so there's a cam hidden behind the makeup mirror. So they like took off the makeup mirror, put a camera behind it, and then did a two-way or a one-way mirror or whatever,
right.
So the camera can see through it. And so, you know, these hoods get in and they, you know, start looking around for keys and whatever else they can find. And then the dude has like some kind of smoke pack or whatever that he sets off remotely. So poof. Like, all this smoke starts coming out, and, like, you know, this dust gets all over the dude. He's, like, climbing out of the car, and the dude comes up, like, get on the ground. And he's got a pair of handcuffs. He handcuffs the dude, leaves the guy there handcuffed, and drives off.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry, you were talking about car prowlers,
yeah.
And that was a great way to get some of those guys back, I thought.
So, one of the guys that's the president of the Whittier Heights Patrol Association, Brad Renton, says that, like Magnolia, property crimes are a chief concern in his neighborhood, and aside from a few troubled spots, it's been totally worth the $250. Ron Smith, who's the Police Guild president, recently told KIRO, two Friday nights ago, downtown in the West Precinct, which covers the downtown core, Pioneer Square, Magnolia, and Queen Anne, they had 9 police officers working the midnight shift. They had one officer covering all of Magnolia and one officer covering Queen Anne. And that staffing level is low. He says what's been done over and over throughout the years is somebody will ask how many police officers are assigned to patrol, and they'll shoot out a number that's well in excess of 650. What they're not telling you is that 150 of those are people assigned to patrol, or rather 150 of those people assigned to patrol are not available to answer 911 calls because they're on loan to other assignments. Beyond that, Smith says the Seattle Police Department is understaffed. Similar cities such as Boston have about 1,800 officers. Seattle has 1,250, which is similar to the number of police they had back in the 1970s.
What? And that's actually not, in my opinion, that's a good thing. But I wonder.
But the population of Seattle is not the same as what it is was in the 1970s, and the crime levels are not the same as what they were in the 1970s.
I wonder what it would take to have the Magnolia neighborhood basically say, we don't really want to keep funding you government police. You only put one police officer here to patrol the streets, and you're charging us X amount of dollars per year in taxes, and these guys are charging us $250, and they're more present than your officers are. So we're just going to say goodbye to you and withdraw our money from, I mean, because you've already got a bunch of households who have been willing to put money towards these alternatives.
Right.
I understand people don't want to do this because they risk losing their home. But if you had that same amount of households gather together who have already gathered together and are, there's already some level of communication between them, presumably.
I don't know what the procedures are in Washington State for seceding from a municipality and creating a new one.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, protest and stop paying that portion of the taxes. Of course, that puts you at risk from having your home seized. But if we're talking about a few dozen homes or hundreds of homes, in theory, it could be hundreds because Magnolia's got thousands of households in
right.
it. If we're talking about hundreds of homes, there's no way they're going to be able to seize all of those homes, especially when some of the same officers who work for that very same police department who would do the seizing are actually being paid by those households. And I think that's an interesting aspect of this, is that it's unlikely the police will attack these particular companies, or this whatever the company was, because they're hiring their officers. So it seems less likely that the Seattle police would take the time to go on the offense and, you know, try to trash talk this particular company, because they're actually helping their off-duty officers. Let's go to Tom listening in Baltimore, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know,
about what?
Just individual people have caught on to your notion of a non-aggression relationship between the police and themselves, not just with a company who's paying their officers like you're talking about. But in Baltimore, for example, savvy residents, and there are many of them, especially on the borders of different neighborhoods, say, for instance, where the projects meet up with Little Italy, or where the working class neighborhoods meet up with the neighborhoods that are mostly renters and a lot of unoccupied buildings. Well, you'll have individual residents who are smart come out to the patrol officer, and if they're not affluent, they'll bring him lunch. They'll bring him something to drink. They'll develop a relationship with him because they know that he's probably going to end up hanging out when he does his reports near where they live, and also probably won't attack them, just like you said.
Yeah, if you're creating a relationship with somebody, you're absolutely right about that. And you know, because you're a former cop there in the Baltimore area. Tom, call us another night. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Daryl's websites, fpp.cc and fppradio.com. See you tomorrow.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.